This approach was chosen because evidence shows that short, intensive exposure sessions work best for specific phobias. The phobics met for 4 weekly 3-hour intensive group sessions, 2 6-member groups. The first week, they were asked to look at an exercise book containing 50 color pictures of spiders. The second week, they were gradually exposed to film excerpts of living spiders. They were also asked to continue to look at the printed pictures and watch the videotape at home between sessions. The third week, they were asked to stay in a room that also contained living spiders. Finally, during the fourth and last session, they were all asked to touch a huge, live tarantula. And they all did. These findings suggest that without drugs, devices, rewards, or threats, the phobic subjects had gradually rewired their own brains over the 4 weeks so that they no longer felt the fear that had limited their lives. They support the conclusions of previous PET studies showing that psychotherapy can lead to adaptive regional brain metabolic changes in patients suffering from major depression and OCD. They also indicate that the changes made at the mind level through psychotherapy can functionally rewire the brain. In other words, change the mind and you change the brain. All we are looking at is a piece of machinery, an analog chemical computer that processes information from the environment. You can look and look and you will not find any ghostly self inside, or any mind or any soul. The soul, that last refuge of values, is dead, because educated people no longer believe it exists. Tom Wolfe, sorry, but your soul just died. It is interesting to revisit social chronicler Tom Wolfe's essay on neuroscience, Sorry, But Your Soul Just Died, written halfway through the decade of the brain, after we have viewed evidence that the human mind can significantly influence the functioning of the brain. Wolfe's death announcement may have been a trifle premature, the worried reductionism a trifle greedy, perhaps. Mind, consciousness, and self are not out of a job after all. In fact, as we shall now see via the placebo effect, mind, consciousness, and self play a key role in whether, how, and how soon we recover from illnesses. The View from Neuroscience.